When Jana Arshansky was 14 years old, she and her family were rounded up by German forces where they lived in the Ukraine. They were being marched off toward mass graves to be executed when her father, Dmitry, bribed a Ukrainian guard to look the other way while she ran into the forest. "I don't care what you do," he told her, "just live. Go." She had just the clothes she was wearing and a copy of Chopin's Fantasy Impromptu in her pocket. Jana Arshansky was a piano prodigy at the age of 6. The story of how she and her sister Frina survived the war by playing piano for German soldiers is told by her son, Greg Dawson, in his new book, Hiding in the Spotlight. Greg Dawson, who's also a columnist at the Orlando Sentinel, and Jana Arshansky join us from the studios of WABE in Atlanta. Thank you both very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's very exciting.
Mr. Dawson, I gather you grew up in Bloomington, Indiana, without knowing your mother's extraordinary story.
That's correct. I knew growing up that my mother was different from the other moms in the neighborhood. She was Russian. She spoke Russian and English to me. She practiced piano for several hours a day. And I also knew in a vague sense that she had been through the war. But I really knew nothing about the story that's outlined in the book until essentially I was 30 years old when NBC showed the Holocaust miniseries. And so I thought I would call my mother, who was then living in Milwaukee, to see if I could get a few anecdotes or something that might relate from her war history that might relate in some way to this miniseries.
Jana, if I may call you Jana, because that's
how
you're referred to in the book. Why didn't you tell your son?
I thought about it all the time, but I didn't dare because I just didn't know how I can burden them with such horrors at a gentle age.
I am, of course, going to have to get you, with your son's help, to tell this extraordinary story. There you were. You're got caught up or pretended to get caught up in a fence so that the group of people who had been taken and were taken off for execution, which included your father, walked past. You essentially assumed a new identity. Anna Morozova. Thank you.
Morozova.
I don't believe I've ever asked a question and it's anything like this before, but Jana, how did you and your sister come to perform for Nazi soldiers?
Oh, we did it all the time. The Germans had a sort of a place to live, I would say, like the distance of a couple of blocks from the orphanage that we found, and we were hiding with false names. And the orphanage was filthy. It was very hungry and very awful, but we thought it was the best place, and we really didn't care about food or cleanliness. When you're in this condition and people come, there was a piano, so we sit down and play. And since nobody was around, we were safe, we thought. But the piano tuner came, and the director said to me, I mean, the head of the orphanage told me, "Look, I'm paying this guy money, but I don't want to pay him until he finishes the job and you try the piano. If this is satisfactory, I'll give him his pay. If not, I'm not." So I sat down and I played. And he just didn't say anything. He said, "Some more, please." So I played some more. He said, "What's going on? I've been here tuning and watching you. You have no food. You have little babies. You have dirt. Why are you here?" He said, "That's ridiculous. You can play piano as if nobody else plays piano like this in our town here in Kremenchug. Why? You can go right away and live better." And we said, "Oh, no, we like it here and everything." He said, "I'm not leaving it alone. I'm coming back." And we were terrified. But he came back. And he came back again. And so Frina and I, we decided that it's time for us to agree to go into town with him. And he came and took us there and took us right into the music school with a wonderful director. The director of music school was a friend of the director of the theater, which was holding shows for soldiers every day. I mean, most of the days of the week. Mm-hmm. And they needed a pianist. saw
that you had ballet dancers.
Well, yes.
Who needed to practice, and they needed music, right?
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, you really cannot dance without music. So, the director hired me right away. I had to play early in the morning. I would go and start playing for the ballet, and then all the rehearsals with singers, with other instrumentalists or jugglers. They wanted music too, you know. And so I was busy all day, but I didn't care. It was all right with me, you know, playing and everything.
But you'd look into the audience and you'd see German soldiers.
Mm. Oh, yes, I knew they were there.
The people who must have scared you most in the world.
You know,
hell,
who
they still scare some of us.
No, let me tell you who would scare you more.
Yeah.
If you had a false name and if you knew that many people can recognize you, those are the people that would scare you. So you're right. Playing for Germans was very different, but the pieces were the same that I played. So if the piano was good, I could handle it.
Shana, how did you come to perform in labor camps?
Oh, because that was in Germany. Mm-hmm. Because there were labor camps called Ost. You know, in German language, it's East. And the Germans who were organizing concerts for German army now were sending us to these Ost workers. Every day we would be playing for a different Ost camp. That's what the Germans did. I guess all the armies always trying to mitigate the life of a soldier. And if you have music and dance, it's entertaining.
Greg Dawson?
Yes.
The names of, this is extraordinary. The name of your mother and her sister are inscribed in the list of the dead of the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial in Israel.
That's right.
Yes, they are still listed among the dead at Yad Vashem, and their names are also etched into the wall of a memorial outside Haikov where 16,000 Jews were murdered, including her parents and grandparents. And that's because it was presumed that nobody had escaped those death marches. And as far as I know, they're the only two of the 16,000 who escaped.
Shana, you and your sister came to the United States after the war. You wound up going to Juilliard. You wound up performing and teaching at Indiana University in Bloomington.
Yes, yes.
What an amazing arc in your life. What an amazing life.
Yes, there's what kind of a planner did that to me? You know, now I go to synagogue and I have wonderful rabbis there, and I'm beginning to think that everything is planned out. Because a Soviet Russian person who never saw a rabbi or synagogue, that is not part of being Soviet Russian. But by going there almost a year now, I really, truly, I know that the world had to be made by somebody. Yes, I think.
Jana?
I think there is a God, yes.
You know, Jana, I guess we have a recording of you playing that we're going to play.
Yes, how wonderful.
Well, but what are we going to hear?
Oh, it's a quintet, piano quintet by Schumann. He wrote only one, and it has four movements. And it's the third movement of it that is written for the brilliance of a pianist.
So nice talking to both of you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. It was wonderful. And goodbye.
Goodbye. Jana Dawson, who was a piano prodigy at the age of 6, the story of how she survived the war, but playing piano for German soldiers, is told by her son Greg Dawson in the new book, Hiding in the Spotlight. Thank you. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.